BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Are you ready for Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily? This is the podcast starting now. Chris draws me nude. I don't know why. It makes me feel uncomfortable, but he's decided that there's money to be made in it, so he's actually drawn me with no clothes on. Imagine if your work colleague did that. Also, Annie Mack plays Real or No Real, and we discuss the brilliant new TV show, Bedtime Live, all on this podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio
1. What's going on, Chris?
Just something I've seen on the internet that sort of amazed me quite a bit. I saw it on eBay.
Right.
And it's this bloke who's on eBay selling pictures of celebrities that he's drawn. So he's not a professional or anything like that. He's just seen celebrities that he likes, decided to draw them and try to sell them on eBay.
Right, so that these are they're pictures that he's drawn. They're not photos.
Yeah, they're not photos. Okay. I very much doubt they've been commissioned because they're not that great quality.
Right. Is he a good artist?
Do you know, he's better than me, but I can't draw very well at all.
No.
I mean, I could give it a go, but I'd need some help from someone. But his ones are really poor. But they include Simon Cowell, Joey from EastEnders, and the pictures I've got in front of me here are of Pat Butcher.
Right.
But the difference is with his pictures, what he's done is he's imagined them. Yeah, I've got them here, you see. He's imagined them.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You see them.
Is that Pat Butcher
topless?
Yeah.
Yes. And on the website, he's censored them with stars.
Yeah.
To obviously keep it fine. And
what's the Cowell one?
Simon Cowell is down here. Can you see that? I mean, it's not horrendous by any stretch, but equally, it's not amazing quality.
Right. But who actually buys these?
Well, this is it. He's selling them on eBay, and weirdly, people are buying them. So I've seen a business opportunity in this, of course. And I don't really know any other celebrities other than you. So I kind of thought, well, to enter this market, what I could maybe do is start doing drawings of you in my style.
Absolutely not.
Well, there's profit to be made.
What do you mean?
Clearly, if he's it costs him nothing to make these pictures. He's then going on eBay and selling them for like £5 a pot. He's earning good money out of it.
It always amazes me what people will buy. Like the person, do you remember that person I knew that used to make Jeremy Kyle cushions?
Yes.
And actually, like, just with his face on, people were buying them. Mm. Now who buys Pat Butcher topless?
Well, clearly there's a market for it. So I was bored last night and this morning, so thought I'd give this a go. And what I've done is I've drawn pictures of you in a way that maybe people haven't seen you before.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. Have a look at these. So there's one.
Let me see.
I haven't starred anything out.
Why have you done pictures of me already?
Oh, well, because I thought if we're going to give this a go...
This is really freaking me out.
...and go sell these pictures. I mean, do you want to describe them?
Can I just see the other one?
There's the other one.
Why are you imagining me nude?
This is
really weird.
I thought there's more money for the nudes, isn't there? They're quite good.
Right, let me just play a song and let me just take this in. I'm going to have a look at the pictures. I just find it a bit odd that you've been spending your hours away from the show thinking of me in this way.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, I'm going to put these pictures on the Radio 1 Facebook and the Radio 1 Twitter. So have a look, right? These are the pictures of me with no clothes on. And just let me know, yes or no. You can text as well, 81199. If your friend and somebody that you work with every day suddenly decided to draw some pictures of you with no clothes on, without your knowledge, would you find that a little bit strange? Because I certainly do.
Yeah, they're very arty, though. And also...
I mean, yeah, they're very arty.
And flattering.
I haven't posed for you ever. Let me just put that straight. We've never done one of those embarrassing sessions where I've dropped trowel in front of you. We've never done that.
It's not like the Titanic.
Absolutely not.
That scene from that.
I just want to make that very clear. But there's two... You've done two as well.
Yeah. Are you unhappy that we're even talking? Are you unhappy?
I just find it a bit odd, Chris, to be honest. And also, there's something you haven't actually realised. No one will actually buy these.
Well, this is where you're wrong, actually, because I went out on the streets a little bit earlier.
Are you actually joking?
To go and try sell these or to gauge the interest of people out and about.
Why would you do that?
Well, I wanted to see if this was a viable business.
You're not allowed to do this. I haven't given you my permission to do this.
You don't have control of my brain or my art skills.
But I'm not happy with it. Right, let me hear what happened.
Come and get your Scott Mills nudes!
Oh,
Oh my God.
Nude pictures of Scott Mills. Come and get your nudes. Celebrity nudes. Scott Mills as you've never seen him before. Come and see him in the flesh.
Where was this?
This was just outside sort of Stupid Street kind of way earlier today.
So you showed them the pictures?
I did, yeah. No, I held them up. I did my best to sell them.
Right, I don't understand how this has all happened without my knowledge at all.
But you see, where you go wrong with this is there was quite a lot of interest, actually. I went and spoke to people.
Have you got a quick second to just tell me what you think? It's the newest artist in London. Next fantastic. Best thing since Monet, I've heard. What do you think?
It's fantastic. You really captured the, the masculinity
And how much would you pay?
$5 million.
$5 million?
Yeah.
Honestly, though, how much would you pay?
50p.
50p. Okay, that's fair.
Oh, this is really weird.
Okay. You don't like this, do you?
No, I don't like it. It's really weird. Are we putting the pictures up? Right, well, let me know what you think. If you think of someone that you work with and is primarily your friend, if you think that they... Do you think it's a bit weird that they've been imagining you nude when they're a bit at home alone of an evening? Then let me know.
It's a business opportunity, Scott.
Right, who else?
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
I'm a newest artist in London. I'm doing nudes of Scott Mills.
Yep.
How much would you pay?
How much would I pay?
There you go.
They're good. They are nice, aren't they?
You've never seen him like this before?
No.
But very, very sort of triptych, very postmodern...
Probably give you £2 for it.
I love that you're starting to put like little arty terms in as well.
Yeah. But it's good art, isn't it?
Can I just point out, and everyone's texting in now, can we just say that I have never laid on a couch for you wearing nothing but the heart of the ocean as you whispered, as I whispered, draw me like one of your French girls. I've never done that, have I?
No.
No, we haven't done that. This is all from imagination.
Mm.
Who's next?
That's another Scott Mills, but this is him sort of lying down.
It's more relaxed. It's a bit more sexy there. I'd pay £5.
£5?
£5.
It's more exposed, isn't it?
Absolutely ridiculous.
See, but what's great is then this bidding war just started.
So I've been offered a fiver for these pictures so far. How much would each of you pay?
£5.50.
£5.50?
Yeah.
£6.
£6.50. Okay, bro, so you've got the highest bid, £6.50. Anyone beat £6.50?
£7.
£7 here on the left. Anyone for £7.50?
No, you're right.
£7 on the left going once. £7 sold to ladies. So, which one would you like?
I'll have that one.
Right. Matt in Canterbury says, Scott, time to get a new friend.
Look, there's money to be made.
Right, you need to tell Mrs. Mead. Check this guy out.
The first words you think of when you see that?
Artist. Specimen. Some would say a swimmer's physique with the lats out. You know, you just get lost in those eyes.
I love him already. I'm thinking I'm coming around to the idea.
Honestly, Scott, there was quite a lot of interest.
I know. Actually, I have to say, you have been very kind in the breast department.
In the breast department?
You really have. I'm quite chiselled. The Scott Mills Daily. A lot of people are asking this question, so I've got to ask. Can I ask, what did you type into eBay in the first place to see these pictures of Pat Butcher topless?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Did you do that on my computer or yours?
Mine.
Good. I'm just looking at the pictures. Sorry, I'm still trying to take this in. You've actually drawn me with no clothes on.
You can't argue with business. If Mrs. Mead was here right now, she'd be saying, good for you, Chris.
People are looking at these on... they're on the Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter, and people are noticing something different every time. Massive left arm bingo wing.
Yeah, people are saying. It's meant to be a muscle.
Also, you really took your time on my nipples.
Did you just say that?
But you did. Really good attention to detail.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Have you noticed, if you put live at the end of a word at the moment, it will get on TV?
Really?
Something I just caught the half of last night. I don't really get it. But it seems to be a programme where they try and send children to sleep.
Is it like... what do you mean? Some kind of hypnosis?
Not really. Show. They have experts on it. It's hosted by Jake Humphrey, who is very good. But it was only kind of half on. You know, we've had Lambing Live, where the lambs are on live.
Yep.
And then Stargazing Live, which happens in January when there's almost 100% cloud cover and no stars. And then everyone's favourite, do you remember Planet Earth Live with Richard Hammond live from a tent in Africa? I mean, not much happened. Remember that?
I don't remember it, no.
Right. Well, this is Bedtime Live. I'll let them explain.
Good evening. Thank you very much for joining us. And welcome to a show like you have never seen before. The first ever Bedtime Live.
No, we've never seen it like this before.
Now, whether your kids are 15 or 15 months, tonight and for the next 5 weeks, we're going to help you put them to bed on time. Because right now, for a whopping 40% of parents, bedtime isn't exactly going to plan.
Right, here's the thing. Children get quite excited, right? If you know that Mum and Dad have booked the camera crews to come around from Channel 4, you're not going to sleep, are you? It's going to be like Christmas. It's going to be like Christmas Eve.
That's a very good point.
There's not going to be any sleeping going on, is there?
I'd struggle to sleep if there were cameras in my room.
If you know you're going to be live on Channel 4, that's the adrenaline pumping right there, especially if you're five. Listen to this.
No mission is impossible for this tot. He escapes his bed every night, often going into his siblings' bedrooms and waking them until 4 a.m.
So he can't sleep, it's a problem, but after watching Bedtime Live...
Is that a child under a duvet, do you think? Yes, there's movement.
It is a child, a very settled child under a duvet. That looks to me like a sleeping boy, which is extraordinary.
Extraordinary!
Extraordinary. I was going to say, this doesn't sound like the most exciting of shows, Bedtime Live, but then when you put the Mission Impossible music in the background...
Exactly.
It, ...and use words like extraordinary.
As a kid asleep, extraordinary. See, music can make anything exciting.
Yeah.
And how's about this as a tease through the advert?
Am I looking at a sleeping child? Find out in just a moment.
After the break. That's brilliant.
Isn't it good? I think it's my new favourite. The Scott Mills Daily. We're not doing Chris Paint's Scott Mills nude live. Absolutely not.
There's quite a demand for that, though.
Seriously. Scott. People would watch that, though. Like, if we streamed that, like a nude model, a nude painting them. I'm not going to be that model. Let me just put that out there right now.
I don't know. I think this is what people seem to be. Kerry in South Wales. Loads of people.
So many people. Kerry in South Wales. Andy in Swansea. David in Huddersfield.
Tony in London.
Yeah.
Loads of people.
Well, four. But yeah, there's more. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not body confident enough. But I think you're right. If you put live at the end of a word, i.e. nude live or nude drawing live, people will watch that. What are you saying?
I just think there's a lot of things appealing to a lot of people there. Scott Mills, nude, drawing, live.
That may be the case. I'm saying, though, if we can get, like, a hot model in to do it, people would watch this streaming on the Radio 1 website. Sure, they would. We'd get higher figures than lambing live.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Seriously, let's put it out there. Would you watch a model being painted live by Chris? Of course you would. This could be an internet hit.
Do you think?
Yeah. People will watch that. Just waiting to see if the fruit falls off.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today's Real or No Real is with Annie Mack.
Hiya. Hi, guys.
My God, you're pregnant.
Oh, that's ridiculous,
isn't it? You can't say it like that, Scott.
No, you can. It's fine. Every time I walk into work, everyone's like, Jesus Christ. Mm. Like, literally can't get over it.
I'm not very good with girls who are pregnant. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Like, don't say anything.
Right.
People feel obliged to talk about it. Like, I'm still a human. I've still got views. Yeah. I'm not just a potential mother all the time, you know?
I know. I know that.
People are like, well, tell me all about the baby. And it's like, well, you know, maybe I could tell you about what's going on in the political world today.
When I found out that Fern was pregnant, I think I said, so when are you going to drop it then? Or something awful like that. And it's just like, it's just because I'm shy about talking about it and it always comes out really wrong. So let's just not mention it.
Let's not mention it. It's fine.
Nothing to see here.
Just a baby in a stomach.
Massive beach ball sized lump on my stomach.
That's right. It's like the elephant in the room.
Literally.
That's rude.
Oh no, you see, I've done it again.
Digging holes.
Oh, right, let's just play real or no real. So, a selection of things here. Some of them might be true. Some of them are probably false. But which is which? 10 Scott Mills points for everyone that you get correct. You just say real or no real. Play along at home.
While pregnant with her second child.
Oh, God.
Elephant.
Sorry. I didn't plan it this way.
Hey, I've never played this before. I'm quite excited. Mm.
While pregnant with her second child, Claudia Winkleman got caught short in public and attempted to urinate in a policeman's hat, but had to make an embarrassed exit when told the law allowing this is actually an urban myth.
I thought it was true.
No, real.
Is it? But I thought this policeman's hat thing...
I've heard this.
I heard that a pregnant lady can use a policeman's hat to urinate in. Or the policeman must hand over the hat.
Is this some sort of medieval rule? Or
I think it might be, yeah, one of those things that probably isn't allowed now, but was at one point in Great Britain.
Okay.
And this second baby that Claudia Winkleman, we've learned from this before, was this the baby that she had for comic relief?
She had a baby for comic relief?
Yes.
It was something like that.
This was discussed previously on Real or No Real,
where we'll get up the info now, but she basically had her baby for charity.
So she got up the duff to make money for charity.
Lenny Henry.
Okay.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. No,
but it was in time. She had a sponsored pregnancy.
Right, we've got it.
For Red Nose Day 2003, Claudia Winkleman did a sponsored pregnancy, raising more money for every hour she was in labour. Claudia charitably managed to prolong her ordeal for 23 hours, meaning she raised £7,000.
Actually happened.
I would just give the £7,000 to charity. I mean, that is very, very selfless and a beautiful thing to do, but... Mm. Wow.
She's committed to Comet Relief,
that's
for
sure. She's very committed to Comet Relief, that's insane.
But okay. Did she win a policeman's hat?
What are you saying?
I say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
And next.
Since 1945, every design of tank commissioned by the British Army has been fitted with its own tea maker.
Absolutely no real.
I don't know, because they have to spend a lot of time in there.
Yes, but tea is not a priority. Water is. You need to stay hydrated and stuff. I'm sure there's a fridge. Mm-hmm. And when you see it say tea maker, do you mean a human tea maker or do you mean a machine?
Or is it one of those tea maker machines that does hot chocolate, has a little clock on?
Really bad lattes.
Do you know, my mum used to have one in her room. It had it was a coffee machine. It was called like a tea maker or something like that, but it had a phone attached to it and a clock.
What?
They were really old.
Yeah, maybe if it's in a tank, there's multi-purpose. Maybe you can set off a thing. Yeah.
I want one of those. Can you ask your mum where she got it?
I'm going to look for it.
Thank you.
In a minute, because it was quite a bit of kit. It looked like something from Back to the Future.
You'd never have to get out of bed.
Mm. That would be pretty amazing, okay. Wouldn't it?
Anyway, tea makers in tanks, real or no real?
As much as I would love to believe that this is true, I cannot, so I say no real.
That one's real.
Oh
my God.
So you learn a lot on this.
Wow.
There's an actual tea maker. Or what? There must be just British tanks.
Oh, it's a big selling point of the tank itself.
The British-made tank.
Oh, it's for boiling the bag meals and stuff like that as well. So,
okay,
yeah,
so multi-purpose.
Yeah.
Right. Not
kind of like
tea.
Microwave stroke tea maker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
For most of the 20th century, there was only one tree in the Sahara Desert, a lonely acacia surrounded by hundreds of miles of desert on all sides and called the Lonely Tree of Tenerife. It was killed in 1973 when it was hit by a drunk driver.
Oh, come on.
In the Sahara?
Yeah.
Well, how many drivers do you get in the Sahara Desert?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean
it could have been someone on a camel.
That's a good point.
We never said it's a car.
Yeah, very good point there.
They could be driving a camel and just had one, two ales too many. Ales? I don't know if you need ale in the Sahara.
But then I would say most people that drive camels, most people that are on camels probably don't drink.
Yeah, that's a good assumption.
Good counter. It's like a debate.
I know, it's a hard one, isn't it?
I think that sounds absolutely ludicrous. So I'm going to say no real. I'm coming across as such a cynic today.
They all sound ludicrous, though.
They really do.
I'm going to have to agree with you on this one, Annie. I'm going to say no real.
The Lonely Tree of Tenerife.
No.
No?
No.
That one is real.
No,
get
it's
out
not.
Of town.
Yes,
what?
It is.
The Lonely Tree of Tenerife.
And it got knocked down by a drunk driver.
What These are drunk. Brilliant.
Oh, that is just...
It wasn't a camel, though, was it?
Is it a real car?
Real car.
And next.
Mr. Bean actor Rowan Atkinson once had an accident cutting the ribbon at the opening of Worcester Town Hall and chopped the Lord Mayor's tie in half.
It seems like something that would be on Mr. Bean. That.
It very much does.
Yes, but he's not a real thing, Mr. Bean.
No.
So hang on, he was cutting a ribbon to open a town hall.
Why would he be doing that?
Well, because it's Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
That's believable, but it's like, how did this tie just get in the way of the ribbon? Like, was this dude leaning over the ribbon and Rowan Atkinson wasn't looking and just, I mean, that's lethal. He could have slit his throat.
I'm unsure why he's opening the town of Worcester.
I am
or,
as
or
well.
Or the town hall.
I'm not.
Maybe
I'm,
it was
I
a new
that bit.
A new town hall.
Maybe. But it's like, what's his affiliation to Worcester? You would have heard about it, wouldn't you?
Worcester sauce? Maybe he just really likes it.
Yeah, but that, well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's it.
Okay, Mr. Bean cutting the Lord Mayor of Worcester's tie. Real or no real?
Oof. You've been cynical up to now.
I'm going to stay cynical. I say no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Yes!
And at the end of that, probably quite low scoring round of real or no real.
Very low scoring, but bizarrely, I lost 10 points and
how?
Only got 20.
And why is that bizarre?
Well, because it just shows, be cynical with life.
Yep. Don't believe a word anyone says.
Absolutely. So what are the scores?
I got 10, Annie got 20. You might be wrong, but I think I'm right.
Thank you, Annie Mac.
My pleasure.
Tomorrow, we've got a scoop at 1:45, playing innuendo bingo, actual off of the movies Hollywood A-lister, Gerard Butler. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.